This is the NOCN ESOL International Advanced Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You'll hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. I get on really well with my grandmother. Have you got a grandmother? 2. These chocolates are out of date. We can't eat these. 3. We have missed our train, so we won't be able to come to the party. 4. What were you like as a small child? I was very naughty. 5. Are you feeling hungry? I would like to get pizza. 6. I am free all next week. When shall we meet? 7. I need something to wear to the wedding. What do you think of this dress? 8. Can you lend me some money for bus fare? 9. I'm so pleased. I've passed my driving test. 10. The concert is sold out. There are more tickets available for next month.
10. Now listen to the sentences again.
1. I get on really well with my grandmother. Have you got a grandmother? 2. These chocolates are out of date. We can't eat these. 3. We have missed our train, so we won't be able to come to the party. 4. What were you like as a small child? I was very naughty. 5. Are you feeling hungry? I would like to get pizza. 6. I am free all next week. When shall we meet? 7. I need something to wear to the wedding. What do you think of this dress? 8. Can you lend me some money for bus fare? 9. I'm so pleased. I've passed my driving test. 10. The concert is sold out. There are more tickets available for next month.
2. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
So, what are you going to cook for us this week, Marie?
Well, Tom, I thought I'd make a quick but tasty snack that you can eat on its own or with a side salad. This is a perfect dish for when you want to cook lunch for your friends.
Right, so what is it?
It's poached eggs and asparagus on ciabatta bread. This really is one of my favourite recipes.
That sounds delicious. What ingredients do you need?
225 grams of fine asparagus, one ciabatta loaf, a clove of garlic, olive oil, one red onion, 4 eggs, and salt and pepper. Personally, I always use all organic ingredients, but they can be quite expensive. If you're on a budget, don't worry. Regular supermarket ingredients will be fine.
And how do you cook it?
Well, that's the great thing. It's pretty easy. Start by cutting the ciabatta in half and then cut the halves lengthways. Rub with the garlic cloves and some oil and put the ciabatta under the grill. Finely slice the red onion and lightly fry. Meanwhile, poach the eggs and cook the asparagus in boiling water until tender.
I love the way that chefs make cooking sound easy, despite the fact that you need to do 3 things at once.
But it is easy. Just be careful you don't burn anything, especially the ciabatta which is under the grill. You do need to keep an eye on that. Once the ciabatta is toasted, pile on the asparagus and red onion, top with the egg, add salt and pepper to taste, and serve with a salad of your choice.
So, there you have it. A delicious dish for the summer. I can't wait to have a go at making it myself. And what are you planning for next time?
Well, that's a secret. You'll just have to wait and see. But I'm sure you'll be keen to try that one too when you know what it is. The recipe for today will be online on my website later this evening.
Now listen to the conversation again.
So, what are you going to cook for us this week, Marie?
Well, Tom, I thought I'd make a quick but tasty snack that you can eat on its own or with a side salad. This is a perfect dish for when you want to cook lunch for your friends.
Right, so what is it?
It's poached eggs and asparagus on ciabatta bread. This really is one of my favourite recipes.
That sounds delicious. What ingredients do you need?
225 grams of fine asparagus, one ciabatta loaf, a clove of garlic, olive oil, one red onion, 4 eggs, and salt and pepper. Personally, I always use all organic ingredients, but they can be quite expensive. If you're on a budget, don't worry. Regular supermarket ingredients will be fine.
And how do you cook it?
Well, that's the great thing. It's pretty easy. Start by cutting the ciabatta in half and then cut the halves lengthways. Rub with the garlic cloves and some oil and put the ciabatta under the grill. Finely slice the red onion and lightly fry. Meanwhile, poach the eggs and cook the asparagus in boiling water until tender.
I love the way that chefs make cooking sound easy, despite the fact that you need to do 3 things at once.
But it is easy. Just be careful you don't burn anything, especially the ciabatta which is under the grill. You do need to keep an eye on that. Once the ciabatta is toasted, pile on the asparagus and red onion, top with the egg, add salt and pepper to taste, and serve with a salad of your choice.
So, there you have it. A delicious dish for the summer. I can't wait to have a go at making it myself. And what are you planning for next time?
Well, that's a secret. You'll just have to wait and see, but I'm sure you'll be keen to try that one too when you know what it is. The recipe for today will be online on my website later this evening.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Well, I've got one of the lucky winners here with me in the studio. It's Gillian, isn't it?
That's right. It's lovely to be here. I'm so excited.
First of all, let me say congratulations. How much have you won?
£12 million.
Wow. And how many of you are sharing it?
There's five of us all together, two couples and myself.
Right. That's still a lot of money for each of you. How does your system work?
Well, we each put in a pound every week and we've agreed to share any prize money between the five of us equally. We have all been friends for a long time and have agreed not to let the money change our friendship.
I see. And how do you pick the numbers?
Originally, we picked them at random. Then we decided to use the same numbers every week. That way, nobody could say they'd bought the winning ticket. We didn't want any arguments.
That's very sensible. And how long have you been doing this?
For 3 years. Before that, we'd all bought tickets separately, but none of us had ever won anything. This is the first time we've been successful as a group. Every week, we would sit in my living room, watching the lottery on my television, hoping to win. Every week we were disappointed, but this time was different.
And what are you going to do with the money?
We'll keep some of the money for ourselves and buy new cars, have a dream holiday, things like that. But the rest of the money is going to help kids around here get jobs. There's a lot of unemployment in this area, and we want to set up a training school where kids can learn a trade and get work experience. This is an issue which is very important to each of us.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, good luck with your project, and thank you for talking to me.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Well, I've got one of the lucky winners here with me in the studio. It's Gillian, isn't it?
That's right. It's lovely to be here. I'm so excited.
First of all, let me say congratulations. How much have you won?
£12 million.
Wow. And how many of you are sharing it?
There's five of us all together, two couples and myself.
Right. That's still a lot of money for each of you. How does your system work?
Well, we each put in a pound every week and we've agreed to share any prize money between the five of us equally. We have all been friends for a long time and have agreed not to let the money change our friendship.
I see. And how do you pick the numbers?
Originally, we picked them at random. Then we decided to use the same numbers every week. That way, nobody could say they'd bought the winning ticket. We didn't want any arguments.
That's very sensible. And how long have you been doing this?
For 3 years. Before that, we'd all bought tickets separately, but none of us had ever won anything. This is the first time we've been successful as a group. Every week, we would sit in my living room, watching the lottery on my television, hoping to win. Every week we were disappointed, but this time was different.
And what are you going to do with the money?
We'll keep some of the money for ourselves and buy new cars, have a dream holiday, things like that. But the rest of the money is going to help kids around here get jobs. There's a lot of unemployment in this area, and we want to set up a training school where kids can learn a trade and get work experience. This is an issue which is very important to each of us.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, good luck with your project, and thank you for talking to me.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear a debate and a discussion. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both the debate and discussion. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. The topic of debate today is this. Will computers be more intelligent than people in the future? We have two guests with us. Dr. Caroline Martin, who is a professor in artificial intelligence at Beaumont University, and Stuart, a 26-year-old computer gamer. A warm welcome to you both. Stuart. I know you spend most of your day at your computer and have an interest in computer programming. What do you think?
It's very simple. Every year, computers are becoming more and more powerful. I believe this is only a matter of time before their processing power will be greater than that of humans.
You mean they'll become more intelligent than us? That is quite a frightening thought.
Exactly. You've only got to look at some of the robots that are around today. There are already computers that can beat a grandmaster at chess.
I see. That's an interesting opinion. Dr. Martin, what do you think?
I disagree. Firstly, I don't think processing power and intelligence are the same thing. The processing to win at chess is more mechanical rather than intelligence.
That's a good point. Surely, Stuart.
Why not? Why are they not the same? Surely technology is moving forward all of the time, developing artificial intelligence.
Because processing power is about making calculations very fast. Intelligence is about understanding. I think there's a significant difference. Artificial intelligence is not as advanced as processors. Therefore, humans will continue to have emotional intelligence and machines will continue to be programmed.
Right. So you feel computers may one day become faster than us, but not as clever?
Yes. I don't believe they will ever think and understand the world independently like humans do, despite all the advances computer designers make.
Now listen to the debate again. The topic of debate today is this. Will computers be more intelligent than people in the future? We have two guests with us. Dr. Caroline Martin, who is a professor in artificial intelligence at Beaumont University, and Stuart, a 26-year-old computer gamer. A warm welcome to you both. Stuart, I know you spend most of your day at your computer and have an interest in computer programming. What do you think?
It's very simple. Every year, computers are becoming more and more powerful. I believe this is only a matter of time before their processing power will be greater than that of humans.
You mean it'll become more intelligent than us? That is quite a frightening thought.
Exactly. You've only got to look at some of the robots that are around today. There are already computers that can beat a grandmaster at chess.
I see. That's an interesting opinion. Dr. Martin, what do you think?
I disagree. Firstly, I don't think processing power and intelligence are the same thing. The processing to win at chess is more mechanical rather than intelligence.
That's a good point. Surely, Stuart.
Why not? Why are they not the same? Surely technology is moving forward all of the time, developing artificial intelligence.
Because processing power is about making calculations very fast. Intelligence is about understanding. I think there's a significant difference. Artificial intelligence is not as advanced as processors. Therefore, humans will continue to have emotional intelligence and machines will continue to be programmed.
Right. So you feel computers may one day become faster than us, but not as clever?
Yes. I don't believe they will ever think and understand the world independently like humans do, despite all the advances computer designers make.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to the discussion. You'll hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming tonight. As you know, we are holding tonight's town meeting following the recent accidents on Castle Street. We want to hear from you, the public, about your ideas on how safety can be improved. Any suggestion at all is welcome. Please do not be shy. Louise, why don't you start us off?
I think the main problem is that cars just drive too fast down Castle Street. I think the police should lower the speed limit.
Perhaps, but lots of drivers just ignore speed limits.
Well, in that case, we could ask for speed cameras. That would stop people speeding.
Actually, I don't think speed is the real problem. Castle Street is a very narrow street. And, in my view, it becomes dangerous because too many cars park on both sides. As a result, drivers can't see young kids properly until it's too late. I'd suggest a ban on parking on Castle Street.
Any reactions to that idea? Yes, Louise.
I agree, but I don't think it's enough. We also need to do something about speed. And another thing is that kids are always playing in the street, which is another reason why there are so many accidents. They need a playground, somewhere safe to play.
You're absolutely right. We should give the kids somewhere safe to play and get them off the street.
But what about the local shops? They'll lose a lot of business if we stop people parking in Castle Street. And also those of us who live on Castle Street will have nowhere to park our own cars.
I think we'll need to get the council to consider putting in parking meters for customers to shops and giving the local residents a parking permit.
Good idea, but on one side only. That would make it safer.
OK, thank you for all your contributions today. There have been some good suggestions for us to think about. We will get back to you shortly with our decision.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming tonight. As you know, we are holding tonight's town meeting following the recent accidents on Castle Street. We want to hear from you, the public, about your ideas on how safety can be improved. Any suggestion at all is welcome. Please do not be shy. Louise, why don't you start us off?
I think the main problem is that cars just drive too fast down Castle Street. I think the police should lower the speed limit.
Perhaps, but lots of drivers just ignore speed limits.
Well, in that case, we could ask for speed cameras. That would stop people speeding.
Actually, I don't think speed is the real problem. Castle Street is a very narrow street, and, in my view, it becomes dangerous because too many cars park on both sides. As a result, drivers can't see young kids properly until it's too late. I'd suggest a ban on parking on Castle Street.
Any reactions to that idea? Yes, Louise.
I agree, but I don't think it's enough. We also need to do something about speed. And another thing is that kids are always playing in the street, which is another reason why there are so many accidents. They need a playground, somewhere safe to play.
You're absolutely right. We should give the kids somewhere safe to play and get them off the street.
But what about the local shops? They'll lose a lot of business if we stop people parking in Castle Street. And also those of us who live on Castle Street will have nowhere to park our own cars.
I think we'll need to get the council to consider putting in parking meters for customers to shops and giving the local residents a parking permit.
Good idea, but on one side only. That would make it safer.
OK, thank you for all your contributions today. There have been some good suggestions for us to think about. We will get back to you shortly with our decision.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.